I distinguish between what, for lack of better terms, I call songs and performance pieces. And what most people like are specific performances. We've grown up in an era of recording. And, you know, the very thing, one of the very things I love, recording has killed people's ability to hear songs purely as chord change, melody, and lyric. It's a very strange and beautiful art form, because when it's right, boy, do you know it. But what we have sort of lost is, I don't know, the best example I could probably give would be Led Zeppelin. Those things are the ultimate performance pieces, and I'm a big fan. I think they're just absolutely astonishing, and the sort of dynamics they had are sorely lacking in music today. The record making is great. A true band in the sense that you really could tell who the individuals were.
Mm-hmm.
Remarkable thing. And I don't consider most of those things songs. And the way I can sort of prove my point is, have you ever listened to anybody else play a Led Zeppelin song and gone, oh, that was a great, satisfying experience? Except for Dred Zeppelin, who I loved. What people like is that specific guitar sound, that specific performance, mm-hmm. in concert with that specific drum sound, with that specific drummer playing that specific part. And it's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. They're all different types of art and creative expression. However, if I were to sit and go here over on the piano and go, this is the melody to a Led Zeppelin song. You know, and I could play, you know, 30 others. That's the thing.
Yeah.
You know, I know it could sound like a snobbishness. It's not. I'm telling you, I love these records.
Sure.
They're great. However, it is, there's a difference between that and a song, say a Gershwin song, you could actually play in the style of Led Zeppelin and have a completely satisfying experience. I do it all the time.
I want to hear that.
But when you start playing Zeppelin songs, say in the style of like 1920s music, suddenly it's laid bare that it's like, oh no, it was about those people and those people were in a room and it was... Mm-hmm. And it was great, and I love it, but I consider it a performance piece, and I consider a lot of rock that people listen to be performance pieces. They're not necessarily songs. So, you know, I heard you had Tom York here recently, and there's a guy who's a songwriter, comes into the band and goes, here's the thing I've got, and then they, you know, rock with Holy Hardness and all the greatness they've got with them getting in a room. I mean, you know, that's part of what makes a band like Radiohead stand out. You know, when that second record came out, we all collectively went, oh my God, somebody who actually has songs, and this guy's an amazing singer.
It isn't extinct yet.
Yeah.
And, or Cobain, right?
Right, exactly. And I mean, okay, here, let's a little musicology course. Okay, if you just go, yeah, it was cool. It was, you know, punk rock. It was popular. He had It Factor for days. But if you take the average punk rock song, it is that same Led Zeppelin melody, even though they hated Zeppelin so much. It's pretty funny. You know, but if it's like, it'd be, you know, one of a thousand punk songs.
Sure.
There's a big difference between that and I mean, I can sit here on grand piano, play an unaffected version, and we can all go, oh my God, yeah, that's the best thing ever.
Yeah.
Again, my spine tingles anytime I play that melody over those chord changes.
Mm-hmm.
That, to me, Lithium is no different. It's in the same realm as being able to go, you know, where, you know, probably like most people, I remember exactly where I was first time I heard Lithium. I remember back of the friend's car, and it came on, and I just freaked out. I mean, I was nearly in tears. I'm like, oh my God, that guy's better than everybody's.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
But, you know, it was so palpable. Like, that's one of the best chord changes I've ever.